At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
I got my own complaint.
Basketball doesn't work that way.
And that's what life's about.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, a little piece of good news for your boy. Steiny?
Yo, give it to us.
Big fantasy start today. I needed it. Our team was flailing a little bit. But Evan Jesus Lizardo today. He was spinning. Hey, Evan, he was shoving. 10 strikeouts.
Took a couple starts off, but...
He did. And, of course, Schwarber with his daily homer.
That put you in a good mood,
Boehm,
huh?
Yeah, Boehm. Big day for Boehmy.
I hate the co-managing thing.
The what?
The co-managing.
Because you don't like cooperation.
No, I want to be Joe Lacob. I'm the owner.
I would think you'd like it because then you only have to pay half as much.
No.
Go ahead. What were you going to say? You said you had something great here.
No, it's not great. It's just a goo air. And, you know, sometimes I'm in the lab and I'm so overzealous with sharing stuff. But my guy, Red Silk Basie, just sent me a text. And the list that I gave you from Bobby Marks, Evan, that had the Warriors fourth, went in alphabetical order. And that's why the Warriors. Oh, man. So it was Brooklyn, it was Boston, Brooklyn, Denver, Golden State.
I bet Houston's on that list.
Milwaukee, Orlando, Phoenix, and San Antonio. Reg B, thank you, man. But why did I think that was...
I was wondering why Atlanta was so high.
Reg, thank you, man.
But poor Utah is always going to be the last team involved.
Oh, man.
Well, it was. I think in fairness,
boy out, man. That's why I love him.
In fairness, it was the 10 teams that are like going to be the most.
But
impactful.
I said fourth, and I got more
it
excited.
Maybe you ranked them on your own. That's fine.
Oh, dude, come on. Read the fine print, bro.
Yeah. That one I wouldn't worry about too much.
My boy keeping me honest.
By the way, what do you think of this?
Give it to me.
This is recent. The Phoenix Suns and Kevin Durant's business partner have met multiple times over the past week and are sifting through trade scenarios. This is Sham Sharania. Teams that have expressed interest in Durant. You ready?
This is going in.
For the teams that have expressed interest in Durant, you want to try to guess them?
Yes, because okay, this almost
one,
got Evan and
two,
I in a scuffle
three,
this morning.
Four, five. There's six teams that are listed.
I already know one.
Okay.
San Antonio Spurs.
Correct.
New York Knicks.
Correct.
Houston Rockets.
Correct.
Come on, Goo. You mentioned the one team before. Houston,
Minnesota.
Okay, Minnesota. Damn. All right, that's two. And you're going to laugh? I'm going to go Toronto Raptors.
Actually, I'm sorry. It's only five teams. Oh. Miami would be the other one. Wow. Although, I did see...
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Giannis was linked to the Toronto Raptors, not not Kevin Durant. And the other thing, now they're starting to think Giannis may not go anywhere.
But who's saying that?
Sources. Like, he hasn't apparently officially...
I want him out of there.
Apparently, he has not officially asked for a trade, okay. And now there are...
It only takes a phone call.
Some indications that maybe he doesn't want to leave my Milwaukee.
But you were single once in your life. Have you ever, and I have been, in many relationships.
I don't know if he's single.
No, I'm just saying, I'm using this as an analogy. Oh. When the other person says, hey, you know what? It's not you, it's me. So that's sending the sign like, okay, you can hang on to he ain't left Stoney. But I'm thinking it's time for him just to spread his wings, man. And again, nothing against Milwaukee. I haven't been there. But go to a big market, man. If Giannis were to come to, he would be king, man. I mean, he still is, but I guess selfishly I want him somewhere else.
Yeah, I don't have a strong opinion about that. But I know this, that if he says, you know, I'd like to stay in Milwaukee, the more I think about it, I'm going to respect it.
Yeah.
But I
and hasn't
see,
he done that
could,
once, though?
Yeah, I could see you ripping him for that.
Well, I got to do something. Evan almost...
What's the matter?
We didn't get into it this morning. You kind
of
watched it.
Of course you didn't.
But it was kind of under... I'm getting duped on the internet too much. Apparently, Stoney, they got this site called NBA, not Central, Centel, C-E-N-T-E-L, and it had a picture of Kevin Durant saying he was a Spur, so he was next to Wimby and De'Aaron Fox last night. And I go, and I remember you saying... And Wendy, the league year is going to start soon, fast, and in a hurry. So I'm like, man, he picked San Antonio. But I was duped because that wasn't actually from his page. And then I was like, Jimmy Butler's got a new girlfriend. And he was out. He took a picture with a young lady.
Right.
But it wasn't his girlfriend.
How do you know?
Because Evan told me.
How does he know?
Because he knew. He went and did his homework. And he knew who the girl was. She's married. But, Stoney, I guess I'm just – I got to quit getting – call me Mark Duper. Remember the receiver for the Dolphins?
Oh, yes, I do.
I don't like it.
Well
– I'm running with it. I'm going to unfollow that site. How about I do that? Then I won't see their content.
Well, that's one way to one way to do it.
I'm going to do it. I will never get duped again.
For sure.
And Evan licked it.
Now, San Antonio is one of the teams that apparently Durant's interested in. So that isn't necessarily wrong.
Now, if I were Durant's agent, that's where you could go and you would look 29 as opposed. You got Wimby, and we know what he, just a freak of nature. You got De'Aaron Fox. You got, well, Castle, I'm assuming still. You got so many things around you that could keep you forever young. That's where I would go if I were KD. You don't want to go somewhere where they're, hey, we need the 25-year-old Kevin Durant.
You mean like Golden State.
Sometimes I just really want to radio
true,
wrestling.
Right?
Oh, man.
But it's true. I mean, he'd have to almost turn back the clock if he were to come here. You know what I mean? Because he's old, too.
Real quick, Sonny.
Okay.
Jim Olay, and this has really scared me, Goo will never survive the AI revolution. Because that's where everything is just fake. Boy, he might be onto something.
Brian Windhorst, ESPN. Was talking about this offseason, and apparently things are starting to percolate.
I think the majority of the action in this offseason is going to occur around the draft. Typically, we get most of the action between June 30th and about July 3rd. I think this year, because it's not really a free agent year, it's going to be, and there's going to be, Molly, potentially there's going to be three or four picks in the lottery that might be available, might be movable. Teams moving out, teams moving up, teams moving back. And so that's going to be attached to bigger deals. So let's put it this way. Shams has cleared his calendar, and he's preparing to work his hardest around the draft. And we are going to go right from the NBA Finals into the free agent, or into the offseason headlong. You're going to get your action very soon. Trust me.
I love
2 weeks from now is the NBA draft.
25th, I
believe. June 25th. Yeah. It's June 11th today. So wow. Windhorst saying that the action may be centered on the draft this year, not necessarily July 1st, which will be a week later.
Yeah, and you brought up Kuminga Stani, and the reason I really feel like just hashtag random, he's going nowhere, is you're not getting value, man. If you're telling me you could do the sign and trade and you only could get 50% back, like that was the league hating on Joe Lacob's run.
Why does
all these new aprons to stop Joe just toyed with the league and they got so upset that they came out with all these new cockamamie rules?
And that's your perception of it.
But you've heard it before from different folk.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it's right. Yeah, it sounds to me like a little homerism and victimization, martyrdom.
Well, Eddie D back in the day, they did him like that.
Yeah, sure. So, they did.
Eddie D.
And you know what? You sometimes get on me, oh, you're sitting on the fence. Really? I know what's happening. I know what's going to happen with Kuminga.
Give it to him.
Put in the cap. I'm telling you now.
Here's what I like.
Right now. The Golden State Warriors are going to re-sign Jonathan Kuminga. He's going to come back to the Golden State Warriors, and they're going to trade him at the trade deadline when they can get equal value back for him in terms of salary.
Man.
If they sign Jonathan Kuminga to a $25 million contract and sign him in the offseason as part of a signing trade, they can only get $12.5 million back. If they wait until the trade deadline, they can take back another $25 million salary, assuming that's what he would agree on.
But what if he said, don't do me like that. I want to go somewhere.
You will.
Like Durant did. You know,
will.
I want to be there the whole.
You will.
You know, what if he just kind of,
well,
don't do me like that.
You don't have the clout Kevin Durant does, and he doesn't. And again, he's got no leverage. And you tell him.
Having no leverage, man.
You're telling him, hey. We're not giving you away for nothing, and we're not taking 50 cents on the dollar. The way the system is set up, unfortunately, Jonathan.
Wow.
You know, here's our offer. Do you want it?
I'll tell you this. I am out, and I will never say, oh, it breaks all the continuity of the season when you do a trade at the deadline and you get robbed of not having. Jimmy Butler proved to me what he transformed here when he arrived. I'm talking about not just the outcome of games, but all the categories in regard to defense and all, he changed it all. So, you know, I'm just saying if that were to happen, I would be all in on, obviously, you getting something back you'd be excited about, being able to gel mesh and take off from that vantage point.
And the more I think about it, the more I'm focusing on Steve Kerr's interview with Willard and Dibbs when he essentially said, yeah, I mean, sure. If Jonathan Kuminga's back next year, I absolutely, from the start of the year, will give Butler, Draymond, and Kuminga another crack at it. Why is he saying that? I think he knows.
But can't that just be wordplay?
I think he knows. I think Kuminga's more likely to be back than not, and I think they all know it.
All right, I hear you.
But it doesn't mean he's going to be here for the long term. Yeah. It just means that why would you move him now in a sign and trade if in February you could make a deal that nets you a better a better player coming back.
No, I love it. That's how you get around that.
Yeah, so and the other thing is, and we saw it with D'Angelo Russell. When the Warriors signed D'Angelo Russell, I don't think anybody thought that he was going to be around for the entire length of the contract. Sometimes you got to sign a guy and just say, hang in there. Yeah. We'll get you out of here, but it probably won't be till the season's half over. So we'll see what happens there. But you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
I got a quick question for you.
Sure.
And why those words from Steve Kerr, I don't want to say rang hollow, but I would ask you and the listeners, what would have changed, though, if he said, we'll give it a go this year with Butler, Dre, and Kuminga? What's the difference? This offseason?
What do you mean?
Why would he be committed to that? More so than he's been when he said it basically, or acted like it has not worked why would he try to force it now? Only because
maybe
management
maybe Kuminga's
game is going to be magical.
Maybe Kuminga's game grows, and he's assuming that Kuminga will start doing some things that he wants him to do more. Maybe Steve Kerr saw what he did against the Minnesota Timberwolves and said, I made a mistake. I got to figure out a way to get this guy involved. But I also think it probably comes from the realism that a sign and trade is going to be hard for this guy. And not only is it going to be hard from a CBA point of view, but it's going to be hard to get a player back for Kuminga who's any more, you know, who plays more, let's say, than Kuminga played as a Golden State Warrior. Here's more Brian Windhorst on Giannis. What is going on with Giannis, Brian?
But right now, there is no Giannis Antetokounmpo trade market. There is no Giannis Antetokounmpo trade discussions. He has not asked for it. The Bucks are not looking to trade him. And I just want to point something out about Karl Towns. While everybody in New York may want to trade him, he is an in-his-prime all-NBA player that contributed significantly to the Knicks going the farthest they have in 25 years.
Right.
I just want to point that out.
Wow. Why does Kat continue to get strays? I do too. Why does he continue to get strays?
Because some people perceive him as soft.
But he was a big part of them having this great year along with Brunson.
Why are they killing him then in New York? I think that's what Windhorst is saying. That
you could say, why did they fire the coach that took you to the stuff going on behind the scenes? I don't know. But I got to think Minnesota and New York love the trade that they made.
I would think so. I would think so. The Celtics, Goo. The Celtics are going to go, they're going to undergo some changes. They're going to undergo some changes.
Well, Tatum's going nowhere.
Said. Right. But there's talk about Jaylen Brown, possibly him going to San Antonio. Because it's clear that the Celtics are going to have to save some money. The two guys that are talked about most with the Celtics are Holiday and Porzingis.
Okay, and I get that.
You want any of those guys, even though
I would want Holiday, and I love Porzingis, but this whole thing with the mystery illness, and just forget about that part of what kind of kept him out the series this last playoffs against the Knicks, Johnny. He's like Alexander from the Packers, the DB. He's going to miss half the time. Like, I got to move past that. It's getting late in the game, especially for the Warriors. And you want somebody that at least you know you could count on to be there.
Yeah,
I'm over that stuff.
In a crazy, really?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't be over it yet because they're old and it's going to happen more. You're talking about guys getting hurt?
Yeah, but I'm talking about you don't want to get somebody with a long Carfax report to go with your
car. You mean like Butler?
That was personal.
No. I mean, I'm talking about over the last 8 years when he hasn't played more than 64 games.
Oh, man.
I mean, in a crazy way, I would actually have a little more interest in Porzingis than Holiday. But I love Holiday, and I wouldn't be averse to him. But
you understand the risk involved with KP. Like, there's always something, it seems like. Like, yeah, how many games did he play last year, Stoney? I don't even think he played. Well, I don't even want to guess.
Go ahead and guess.
52.
I'm going to say more, but I actually don't know. Let's see.
KP.
42.
Well, damn.
All right, here are his games over the last several years. 42, 57, 65. Oh, he's already better than Butler.
2 years ago.
He's played more games than Butler in the last 3 years.
Go ahead.
42, 57, 65, 51, 43, yeah. 57. Yeah, he's never played more than 72 his rookie year back in 2015, 2016. So, but I think he's also making a boatload. Yeah, he's making 29. He's only got one more year left at 30, Porzingis. At 30 mil?
Oh my God, he would be perfect.
Would you pay Kuminga 60 and then trade him for Porzingis, who's making 30? You could do that.
I don't trust his the Carfax, Donnie. I'm out on KP. But when he's on, boy, he's a bad dude. He's the sole reason they lost to the Knicks.
Who?
KP. He had that mystery illness, so he would come into games and then go out 5 minutes into it and wouldn't come back. Like, if he was KP, I believe they beat the Knicks even when Tatum went down, but that didn't happen.
Steiny, if you – okay, never mind. Never mind on that one.
Don't read that.
The Rockets.
Come
the Rockets coming out to play, yay. They're going to be a big player this offseason, even if they're not, because – feels like everybody's calling the Rockets for some of their young guys.
Jalen Green?
Any of them. Green. I don't know about Thompson, but I mean, he's going
nowhere.
They're linked to Durant, and they're also linked to Giannis if Giannis, does eventually get moved. And then the question becomes, what would you give up for Giannis if you're the Houston Rockets or for KD? I don't know how I'm feeling about KD right
now. Yeah, I'm with you. San Antonio would be perfect for him because he's got so much youth, Stoddy, that I don't feel like he would have to exert or to be expected to do everything because they got those young legs and those young Thundercats. But you're right. If you brought him here, he'd have to be Kevin Durant 2018, and I don't think he's capable of that anymore.
Game three tonight in the NBA Finals. Evan asked one that was kind of interesting. You gotta work with me on this one. Wait a minute. Is game four Friday? Well, game four's got to be over the weekend, right?
Sunday.
Okay. Oh, no way.
Yeah.
It's all the way to Sunday?
I believe.
Oh, my God.
And that's why I get mad.
All right.
I would wish it was Friday.
Let's just say it's Friday, though Sunday's fine, too.
It is Friday.
All right. That's better than
okay.
Sunday. All right. Thanks, E.
What are you watching Friday? And I dang multiple screens. You watching the Giants Dodgers or Oklahoma City, Indiana?
Now, I'm different and I get mad. So does 49er Frank get this question.
Why?
He told Willard.
I'm watching it all, Steiny.
I never have to pick. I watch it all. I have multiple outlets and it's a smorgasbord for me.
Maybe you and I'll just do this then because he's too good for it. Evan said Dodgers Giants.
You can't watch it all at the same time. You can watch every game, but if you want to lock in on one, don't you have to choose? Like, I guess then the question becomes, which game are you watching first?
Okay, and there we go, because that's how I do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. I know you watch all of them, but you got to watch one first.
I would watch the finals first.
Would you?
And then lock in, and that's how I do it. Evan, you are right, and run the Giants-Dodgers back. And that's like my dessert, even if I fight, oh my gosh. Just knowing I have that at my disposal, I get goosebumps thinking about it now. And then the Valkyries, if they play. So I'm going to bed about 2:33.
Can I assume that if you're going to watch the finals, then the Giants, that you got to go dark
The Giants? Oh, yeah, that's the best part. You put the phone down.
But how do you do that? Don't show baseball scores during the NBA Finals.
And then the best part of the Dodger-Giant game, Evan, is you know my TV makeup. I can fast forward commercials. That's like,
commercials.
This is heaven on earth.
I mean, I don't know how yours works, but mine is you hit that little boop, and it's almost the perfect amount of time between pitches. You can get
what
rid
are
of
you? You don't have YouTube TV. That's what I have.
Well,
and I got the MLB.
Officially, I don't. However,
that's the app.
Officially, you do.
What? Help me out.
Just not on the computer, or sorry, the television that you watch at your house.
Right, but
we're
going to address that.
Okay. What's the mechanism to where you just the pitch is
like it gives you like a 15 second where you're like you just hit it quick and it goes 15 seconds. So if a dude throws a pitch, as soon ball one, boom, if you hit it, you usually get there right as the next pitch is
I do that and the way I got it set up and I'm like, "Damn it, he hit it off the wall and I didn't want to know that fast and I got to run it back."
Yeah, you can just do the commercials.
So
games are going faster now anyway.
So you got baseball or not, the package, extra innings?
No.
But Evan seems to seem like you got a little action at it.
No, I mean, YouTube TV and Fubo. get you both.
Stani, I logged into Guru's YouTube TV at your house.
Yeah, so you got it.
Not with my TV, though.
The one upstairs.
So you got
it. So you'll give me my...
It's already
done.
Are
we allowed to talk about this?
Yes. You got everything.
So can I get your login for the one in my
office? I'll get to you.
Because see, I have it now. We don't really have it now. But one of my daughter's friends has it now. So we can get it on our upstairs TV, but not downstairs.
Yeah. Oh, I got it. And I share it. My brother, kids at school, Evan.
Like, can you get arrested, though?
No. And I had one of my good friends. I needed theirs. 49er Frankie tried to say, you only can use three.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You can use 11. I got 30 people with it. Just say you don't want me to have your credential. It hurt me.
I'll give you my YouTube TV, MLB TV account, Stani.
Well, that's
I don't want to get you in trouble.
Oh, my.
You won't.
What are you talking about?
My entire extended family has mine.
Dude, what's up?
You don't think Manfred knows this?
He's Maybe that's why we're losing money.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. And we got another segment coming up. And then, of course, it is the crossover on 95.7 The Game. What's coming up on The Game? It'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What do you know about Kyle's growth?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Honesty is always the best policy.
That's how I live my life.
Honesty will always buy you more respect than lying.
Not all the time.
And that's why I'd like to shout out producer Evan Giddings, because I asked him a question where I thought he would surely say yes, and he said, probably not.
But tell him where you got it from and how it originated.
You know, Goo.
Don't leave me out.
Do you... I am a storyteller, okay? I'm working toward that. Okay, so I just happened to add, you, of course, in your inimitable way, the Toronto Blue Jays are playing the St. Louis Cardinals, and the manager was on the top step for the Blue Jays, and of course you said something random, which is, I hate managers who wear sunglasses. And I said, okay, I don't like it either, even though I didn't have a strong opinion. And then I said, who is the manager of the Blue Jays? And, of course, we were both flummoxed. And then I said to, a resident, Bill James.
Yeah.
I said, hey, Evan, you think you can name every major league manager?
And I'm thinking
I thought he was going to say definitely. Yeah. And he said, yeah, probably not. And then I said, what about the NBA? And he said, maybe more, but. And then I said, what about the NFL? And we think the NFL might be the easiest.
Yeah, that's
but what, I just. Yeah.
Kind of fun.
I don't think I could. Why don't we, maybe tomorrow.
All right.
And I can only do this because I realize we don't care enough to go home and start researching
right.
to get ready for tomorrow. But we could have some fun with setting over-unders. Like of the 32 NFL coaches, if I had to.
I don't think you could get 12.
I could get 12. I could get 12.
All right.
I'd set the over-under at 16 and a half.
I feel like I could get 22 of the 32.
Okay.
Well, how about we do this? So we each pick a sport, and tomorrow we come in and we try and guess. So, like, which sport do you want, Goo, tomorrow?
I want baseball.
Baseball. Okay. You're managers.
Okay.
I'll set the over under at.
You know, I gamble.
This one feels
13 tougher. And a half.
Okay. Wow.
13 and a half.
All right.
Sonny, which one do you want?
Give me NFL.
Yeah.
Okay, NFL. So he said 12, so we'll do 12 and a half.
Okay.
I'll take the NBA, and you guys can set whatever number you want.
This will be great.
NBA, I'm going to set it at, there's 32.
Yeah. And it's Evan, so he ain't.
19 and a half?
His brain ain't been poisoned like ours
as
much.
Oh, boy.
You think that's high?
I think it should be a little, maybe 21 and a half.
Damn, Goo.
That's Evan. Come on now.
Not mega mine.
We'll put it at 20 and a half.
All right, we'll put it at 20.
But that, I think let me get the NFL page off right now.
But if I gave you a teaser, Steiny, and I'm going to give Evan one real quick.
Okay.
Who's the coach of the Brooklyn Nets?
Oh, Goody
Mosley?
Jody Fernandez.
No.
Jordy.
What is it?
Oh, yeah, but he's the head coach of the Canadian team. Yeah.
All
right, they're off the board now.
All right.
Hey, I brought something up, and you said, what happened? Talk once in a while. We'll bring up stuff that's going on in Sacramento with the A's.
This I have not heard.
We got a problem with that stadium.
Oh, it's over.
One?
Did you hear about the warning track?
No.
So let me ask you this. How deep is a warning track on most major league stadiums? What'd you guess?
About 5 feet?
15.
Oh, damn.
Not 15.
Damn, Goo.
And some have it a little. In Sacramento, they've got the biggest warning track in Major League Baseball history. It's 23 feet. And apparently what's happening. So, you know, if you're a great outfielder, when you can feel that first warning track, and then you know about how long till you get to the wall.
Yeah.
Well, you can't really do that in Sacramento because you're feeling for the wall, but you still got 8 more feet. Guys are hot.
But I got to be honest, Evan, I don't know if you have or how much you guys are watching those games in that park. I have not noticed it. That's rather peculiar.
Yeah.
So guys are complaining.
Yes.
This has been a disaster. Giants are rolling. But the A's, what they're trying to pull off in Sacramento has been a disaster. It's embarrassing. I said, ghetto. You don't do that, man. Wow.
Lastly, there's something that you wanted to get to. First of all, remember you said victory lap at 1:30. It's 1:30.
But it's not hard. Major League Baseball player homers in Colorado. Like, I want my victory lap to be a little more intuitive. You know what I mean? Like, that's easy. That's a layup. But when he hit it, I felt good. Like, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
So Angel Reese plays for the Chicago Sky.
Okay.
She committed a flagrant foul last night. But go ahead. Go give your
I was in love and infatuated with Angel Reese in college. And I think the blow up and the come up of one Caitlin Clark has affected Angel Reese to where now she has become, and she doesn't know this, and this is why I'm disappointed. I'm like her uncle. She's turned into a hater. And you've turned into a hater because every time Caitlin's mentioned, you go out your way to tell us what you're not doing when you're doing it. And anytime you start a conversation, Stani, I'm not hating. Where I come from, you're hating. And it started with the foul this year on Caitlin. She knew what she was doing when you went to buck back and act like it was a hard foul or flagrant. You knew what the media was going to do with you two because you're Magic and Bird. But I've been disappointed in her game, for one. But what happened last night, Steiny? Her at the podium. And I got to be careful here because I have a daughter and I respect Angel Reese.
You want to play it first?
Yeah, let's play it. Let's play it.
Okay. Evan, this is from the post-game press conference, Chicago Sky. Help me again with her partner, her teammates, Ariel
Atkins. So Angel Reese was asked a question about something that did not have to do with the game after their 20-point loss to the Liberty. And then Ariel sort of jumped in right after, and here's what she said.
How old are you?
23.
I'm sorry. Can I say something? This is a 23-year-old kid. And the amount of crap that she gets on a day-to-day, she still shows up. So whatever questions y'all got, like, about our team, basketball-wise, we appreciate it. But all the other nonsense, like, it's irrelevant. Like, we here to play basketball and do what we do. We having a hard time right now at the end of the day. Just a 23-year-old kid who handles herself with grace. Her crown is heavy. So whatever else, like, y'all want to come at her for the way that she acts, she has to build the wall. She has to have the wall. Because if she doesn't, people will break her down. Not only just because of the way she looks, but because of the way she carries herself. She doesn't just walk around and act like, oh, I'm this. No, she knows who she is. And we ain't going to break her down for that. So whatever other questions y'all got, like, I'm hoping it's just about basketball. Maybe a box score question. But the kid's crown is heavy. Like, respect that. Yeah.
That was so unnecessary to me. And Caitlin, 23 is not 8 years old or 11. And I guess, you know, ask me what really bothered me.
Well, that's
there are numerous videos of Angel Reese twerking. And if you're going to do that, that's message to me is you're not serious. Are you working or twerking? And you can't, if you're going to do it, own it. But don't do that and then come back and act like, oh, my stuff don't stink. That is too much of a 180 for me, Steiny. You're working or you're twerking and you ain't putting in the work, but you're telling us you are. And then the jealousy that I believe that's oozing off of her is Caitlin Clark's thing just goes through her star, goes through the roof. She's pulling out the victim card. So I know I'm going to catch heat for this, but this is just how I feel. And she's become the king of me-bounds. Not rebounds, me-bounds. Where she's missing so many shots, she's getting her own, Steiny. And then that's her claim to fame. But to be honest, I feel like her game and her team success has fell off. But you can't be you can't do it all. And that's why I appreciate Caitlin. I'm a hooper. I'm going to stay in my lane. But the other day, I'm watching Reese come into the stadium, and you can wear what you want to wear, but she's doing all the posing, and I'm like, what is this, Paris Runway? Or are you coming to give people the business with the basketball? And I felt like our teammate, that wasn't even warranted. The question was about the game.
The question was, yeah, it was about the flagrant foul and how she's perceived. I think you're being a little too hard.
All right.
I mean, so is twerking, it's a dance move, correctly?
Yeah.
Correct? Is that the way young people are dancing?
Some.
Is it?
I mean, it's her prerogative. So,
but,
right.
Like, I can't hold against her that.
Okay, so I would just ask Angela, if she were you, what are people doing that you find offensive? Or that you're the black cat.
Well,
you're bringing this on yourself.
Well, what she said was that the people who are really coming down a road are people online. And she said that whenever she meets somebody in person, that she's never had a negative encounter face to face. When she sees a person, they usually are complimentary. And I guess she's very, very, you know, nice to them. But I like what she comes into the arena. Wouldn't that be a double standard? Because We do the same thing with Westbrook when he walks into the arena, or James Harden when they walk into the arena. They walk in some outlandish stuff.
Right. But okay, and I don't want to interrupt real quick, Sonny. It's not what you're wearing. It's what your internet game is. It's what you've made your brand become. And I've seen her because I look, and it's out there on different platforms, talking the talk, doing everything, sometimes not as much as basketball. And that's what just like, and now I'm watching the team. I mean, they're not doing well at all, and she ain't having the best year, but you're mad at what you deem to be unfair, Caitlin Clark, and whatever her brand is and whatever, you know, clout she's getting. But I don't know, man. It just does not match as a young lady in the lab working on her craft, because I can't even get into what I want to get into on various outlets to where she's letting it all hang out, Steiny. And she's talking the talk. But to sit here and act like people got it out for you.
Well, a couple things. You know, it's not like Caitlin Clark's a better player. So when they came out together and they were linked,
I don't think Angel thinks that she's a better player.
I don't know what she thinks. I just know that Caitlin Clark's a better player, and because Angel Reese has been just brought in along with her in a little way, like Magic and Bird. Well, she's not.
But it was that in college. But I got to give her that, Stani. It was.
Well, I think anybody who watched college knew that Caitlin Clark was the best player on the floor when Iowa State.
Yeah. Believe Angel thought that? Because I think a lot of what I got to be careful here. A lot of what I'm disappointed with in Angel is she looks at it through the prism of Stani. I think she thinks she's that.
I think she thinks... if she thinks that, I don't know if she thinks that, but I think she looks at it and thinks, why are they comparing me to her? Like, she might be better. But I think in college, to me, it was obvious that Caitlin Clark was the best player in college, but LSU had a significantly better team, and Angel Reese was, one of those players. I kind of see it, though.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I mean, I kind of get her point.
Which you would say
she may be, she's probably getting judged more harshly than others, and
online
probably not fair.
But that's just Caitlyn to a degree too. Draymond Green, Stoney, you can't stop. I mean, you could put the phone down or stay off the internet, but if we're talking about online, I mean, that line's around the corner probably for athletes, actors, radio hosts. I mean, you choose to look at that. Or you have a choice not to.
Yeah. Well, we got Will. Let's go to Will in Pleasanton. Wants to jump in here.
Will.
Hey, Will. How you doing, man?
What's up, guys? So the Angel Reese thing is in 2004. She asked not to be sexualized, and she doesn't like how the WNBA players get sexualized or women in sports. So when she came out twerking the other day, that was a big problem for a lot of people. And you brought up Westbrook. I don't think Westbrook has ever said, don't sexualize me or don't do anything for me. So when you say one thing and then what people perceive twerking, whether it's sexualistic or not, but that's what the problem they have is a lot of times Angel Reese says stuff and then she acts differently. So I think it's very hard for people.
Yeah, you said 2004.
Sorry, 2024.
2024, I got you. So a year ago.
Yeah, so they say last year. Yeah.
All right, gotcha.
And so, all right.
Yeah, no, appreciate it.
And again, Stoney and Evan I and listeners, I hope I'm not, like I'm just sharing with you what comes to mind when I think of Angel. And then we can't forget what happened with her and Shaquille O'Neal, and they're friends. And she releases the messages from Shaq and the phone call log. And I'm just like, okay, that's your prerogative. You have all the right to do that, but I feel like you're doing that to get the clicks. And to get the views that, just like the caller said, you're not about that life. Like, that's not what you're striving to be. But when you do these videos, and again, I keep going to the twerking or what have you, it's almost coming off hypocritical. And then I'm watching you play, Stoney, and I don't know how much you watched her play. I'm like, Angel, have you really been in the lab?
Well, that you can lose that.
Okay.
Because I'm sick and tired of us thinking we know who's in the freaking lab or not. I'm just sick of it. You know, and whether it's Jonathan Kuminga sending out videos of him working in the summer and he hasn't gotten any better, or whether it's Draymond Green saying, I'm going to work on my three-point shooting and never getting any better. Hmm. The reality of the situation is we don't know who's busting ass and who's not. Like, we just don't.
But I guess, don't the games tell us that? And I know the WNBA season's kind of just started, but you know what I mean? Isn't that the proof?
I mean, are you telling me she hasn't gotten better since her rookie year? Like, I can't answer that.
That's too strong for what I'm saying, but if you watched her this year, Stoney, you're like, huh.
I just hate the assumption that because she twerks, she doesn't work hard. Like, that's all. Or because she's got stuff going on outside. Like, Steph Curry probably has more stuff going on outside the game than just about any athlete in the world, and nobody would ever say that he doesn't work hard. So I just don't, I don't know. I just don't think we know one way or the other what these men and women are really doing.
But, yeah, that exchange, did you feel like it was warranted from her teammate?
Well, the thing that jumps out at me.
Her crown.
And I use it too. Is when I call a 23-year-old a kid. Are they kids? She's in the WNBA. Jonathan Kuminga, I do it all the time. He's a good kid. But maybe that's doing them an injustice, these athletes, because they're not kids. They're grown-ups. So if you think they're kids, then you're going to accept a certain amount of, you know, I don't know how to put it, but lack of professionalism, or maybe their priorities aren't completely set in stone. But if you call him a 23-year-old pro, then you're sending out a different message that they're already all grown up at 23, and that in and of itself is not true, because none of us were really all grown up at 23 or 24.
Do you think yourself, and I'm asking, and I should know, I went through and had kids, but not to this 23 years old, does your self-awareness, that never stops improving, right?
I would hope not. With age? I would hope not, yeah. You're right. So maybe she's just, you know, a little bit immature. We see that in pro sports from young people. But you don't, yeah, you're not a fan of her.
Well,
like,
I
think there's, well, go ahead,
Okay, no, I would just like this from her. Just say you can't stand, or you feel like there's a double standard with the love that Caitlin Clark gets. And then I think I would be okay, just me personally. It's bothering you to your core. Just say it. It's okay. Because your actions are saying it, but you're saying, oh, I don't even think about the girl. Yes, you do. And that's why I was disappointed when they played earlier this year and she got up. And she got up, Stani, for the, I believe, the Hatfields and McCoys. You know, yeah, she ain't nothing, but I'm going to show the, like, and it was riveting. I'm like, oh, boy, but just own it, I guess. I just want her to own, for whatever reason, old girl bothers you. And I'd keep it moving. Well, I know people are like, who are you, goo? I'm just saying, just tell us, Evan bothers me.
Well, Evan might not be the one who bothers you. What bothers you might be all the people that are comparing you to Evan. And, you know, I don't know what the answer is here. I do think for whatever reason, she's polarizing. And I think a lot of people don't like her. And I don't have, here we go. Like, I don't dislike her at all. I don't love her. I'm kind of right down the middle with Angel Reese, but also I can't say that I pay attention to every single thing she does.
I got you. And my daughter says, Dad, you're being unfair, because she's a big fan.
Just now?
No, just in, we were having this conversation. So I'm going back to last year, and I wish we could kind of take the names out of it. But you remember Caitlin got that hard foul on her?
Yeah.
And Reese's teammate committed the foul. But Reese jumped off the bench, Donnie, as if, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. And I think that's where the seed was planted for me. Like, damn, that's kind of, you know, you were the only one that did that. You don't have to tell me how you feel about old girl. And I'm not caping up for Caitlin.
I don't know.
But she's hooping, working on her craft.
Well, I don't know if this analogy fits, but what if you, okay, you're in the media business.
Yeah.
And what if you just happen to emerge at the same time as Stephen A. Smith, and he's who he is, and you are who you are.
Okay.
And the narrative becomes, wait, Guru thinks he's Stephen A. Smith. He ain't even close to Stephen A. Smith. And you might be sitting there saying, I don't think I'm Stephen A. Smith. So you guys are getting me mad because I never said I was Caitlin Clark, except for the fact when I said, you know, it's not just Caitlin Clark. It's kind of all of us.
But what have I done to Stephen A. to kind of?
No, it would be nothing. It would be if
I hear you.
Everybody online and all the fans were kind of laughing at you because they perceived you do think you're in Stephen A. Smith's league. And what if you don't? And now it's like, why are you comparing me to Stephen A. Smith?
Yeah.
He's one of the greats in the business, and I don't know.
And I was going to hold on to this. And like you said, Stani, you were, I sound like an old man because I am, but Sexy Red, she's a rapper, had Angel Reese come on stage and, you know, let her hit her on the buttocks or whatever. And I'm like, you can do what you want. You're young and you're living your best life. But I'm like, you're Angel Reese too, the ball player. I don't think that's going to look good. And I just thought it goes against what she was saying, being marginalized in regard to, you know, what the caller was talking about. So maybe I need to let that go and grow up. She's living her life. But I was just like, man, it is contradicting to me.
Yeah. I also, when her teammate spoke out, it just did kind of hit me how she takes heat, man. And whether it's warranted or not, and a lot of people think some of it is, she takes a lot of heat. All right, coming up on the next segment, we go down to the Laughing Monk Brewery and hook up with Dan Dibley and Mark Willard. It's crossover time on 95.7 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.